Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Try a new sport this spring and join a league or tournament. Register at calgarysportsclub.com.
It's Friday, March 22nd, 2019. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
We posted this video today. It's for a parody song that Shauna, you wrote, which you're going to hear on Monday's podcast. We didn't air it today, but the video is available on our social media platforms.
It's quite possibly the stupidest video or thing we've done, actually, probably.
That's saying something, because
we've done a lot of dumb
some
things.
Stupid things. this is about how dry Calgary's climate is, because it is dry here.
Oh, it's very dry. But last night, the two of us were putting together some clips, and I was thinking the entire time I was doing this about what we do for work sometimes.
There's some shots where we're in the bathroom, nude.
Yes.
Applying lotion. This is at our own houses. This was not together.
No. I was just thinking, I have a roommate now, right? And I was very happy that she was not around last night, because I was just like, she would be like, what in the Christ are you doing?
McKenna's like, I'll take the kids for a walk and let you have some time by yourself. So I was in the bathroom, nude, and trying to prop up my camera on a box so I could film myself applying lotion on the tub. And I'm just like, what the hell? There are people that go out and earn an honest day's living. They work. And this is the shit that we do.
At one point, my phone kept falling, and there's I'm fully nude. And so I have these videos now on my phone that if somebody were to act, I was like, what if I send this to someone? And it's me just walking around and then nude, applying lotion. Jesus.
I know, because to get the camera propped up, I had to be right up near it.
Yep.
And then I had to go back and cut up all the videos to make sure that I wasn't sending you, because you're the one who edits all the videos together, to make sure I wasn't sending you clips of my junk.
I didn't want
to. And in these clips that I had to cut out, it's just my Rick Schwinghammer, right up in the camera. I was like, I hope I don't miss anything and send Shauna more than she bargained for.
I tried to, you were like, I'm going to sit naked on the tub. And so I was trying to do the same thing, but cover all my bits. So there's parts where I look like a bit of a contortionist, trying. And I was like, this is too much. So that is not in the video. I kept that out because it was just a little layering on the side of softcore porn. So
what the hell do we do for work?
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were chatting, of course, about how the election is coming up. In fact, two are coming up within the next few months. Mm-hmm. And along with that, you get a lot of people who are very upset and very passionate, which of course is a good thing. It's a good thing to be passionate about your government. It gets to the extreme, though.
Oh, man. People who think that the world's going to end depending on who forms governments.
They actually believe the world is going to end.
You got
to
chill out.
A little bit.
Like you said, it's good to be engaged, and it's good to participate in the process and to care about what's happening. But things move very slowly in government for a reason.
Yes.
So that nobody can come in and just blow everything up.
Yeah, resorting to name calling and talking about the world ending, it's a little bit extreme.
And if someone disagrees with you, then they're a bad person.
Yes, it's not good.
The great thing about democracy, too, is you can go in that booth and vote however the hell you want. Nobody can tell you what to do with your vote. It's your own.
Yeah.
You could campaign for one candidate and vote for another if you really wanted to.
It's you and that piece of paper. That's it.
That is it. You don't want to be a political snob, one of these people throwing judgment around the election.
Don't
be a political snob. Well, there is only one correct vote in this election, and it is mine. Why can't you see that?
You're voting for that candidate? How small-minded are you?
Yes, well, based on your level of education, I would expect you to vote that way.
Based on your voting tendencies, you clearly have a blatant disregard for human feelings.
Congratulations, you've helped doom our children to a lifetime of suffering not seen since the Dark Ages.
Well, my candidate may not be perfect, but yours is raw, unfiltered evil.
So are you.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Tim Hortons now has a rewards program.
Oh, yeah. This is big news, hey? We went yesterday, and the lady at the drive thru was like, would you like to sign up for the rewards program? And McKenna was like, yep. I said, I don't know if many people are turning down that rewards. But a lot of rewards programs I refuse because I'm just like, you know what? I'm actually not here that much. It's just another card that's going to sit in my wallet. And thank you. But this one, I think people are going to take advantage of.
I think I was one of the first people to get a card, actually, because, of course, I go every day. And on Monday at 4:30 in the morning when I was there, they were like, we've got a new rewards program. And I was dancing. I was doing a jig. I was like, whoop!
You probably were one of the first.
I think so.
People east of here would have beat you to it.
Yeah.
In different time zones. Yeah, but other than that.
I know. I was so excited. I'm there every day, right? So this rewards program, I don't care what it gives me, but at some point I will get something free.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because there's Roll Up the Rim, of course, that everybody gets excited about, right? Mm-hmm. But I won a couple coffees through Roll Up the Rim over the month, whereas this rewards program will actually give me more free coffee. I'm pretty excited.
And they really wouldn't have to do it because people are going either way.
That's what I was thinking. I was kind of just like, this is just amazing. This is just free coffee for me, really.
While we're talking about Tim Hortons, I have an issue that I'd like to bring up about them that I have with them.
Okay.
So when you go to the drive-thru, they have this little sticker on the window right now that says, like, join our team, we're hiring.
Yeah.
And there's all these Timbits. The Timbits are supposed to represent the employees. And they're having a good time and everything.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Timbits they display there is a vanilla dip Timbit, which doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a vanilla dip Timbit, and it's been a sore point for me since I was a small boy.
How do you know it was a vanilla dip?
Because it had sprinkles on it. Birthday cake is a little bit different.
Yes, the color it has sprinkles inside.
Embedded inside the Timbit.
You're right, actually. And
this
I
was a glazed and sprinkled Timbit, which does not exist at Tim Hortons. That is false advertising.
You know what? I know that you're... I've actually seen that Timbit myself, and I've thought the exact same thing, and I completely forgot until you... And I know how big a deal this is for you, because you love the vanilla dip.
I do.
They don't have the actual Timbit. Why don't they have the Timbit?
I was sitting there just glaring at this fake Timbit, this rendering of a Timbit that doesn't yet exist.
You're lying!
Robin's Donuts used to have what they called Robin's Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a sprinkled Timbit. But Tim Hortons has never introduced that. Birthday cake is as close as they've got, except on this sign, so... I don't know who approved that. I don't know what.
All right.
Maybe the graphic designer who came up with that was like trying to suggest to them, hey, it's about time we had a vanilla dip Timbit.
Now that I'm a part of the rewards program, it means that I can state my concerns like that, okay?
Okay, take it right to the top for me, would you?
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I guess another massive asteroid just passed by Earth. Did you see this? As
no,
a space nerd?
No.
Oh, okay. It was 820 feet long and, of course, traveling at 38,000 miles an hour.
That's a big one.
It was a big one. It's known as Asteroid 2019 CD5 because I guess they just discovered it this year. And then I guess they said it's passed by safely and now we're fine. But I was like, I love how they always tell us this after the fact, right? Like after it's already passed safely and they're like, oh, it was close,
like,
but
what
we're
was
good.
That? Oh, that was a close one.
I was like, I hope they do that intentionally because I wouldn't want to know if there was one of these giant asteroids that was actually headed straight for Earth. I'd rather just not know.
Really? Oh, I would want to know for sure.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd want a heads up that everything we were all about to die. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't want to be doing something stupid. Then you look up and you're like, ah!
I guess so, but I mean, like, they don't, it's kind of an indirect science. Like, they wouldn't know exactly. It could be coming close. So every time an asteroid comes close, they give you the heads up and be like, this one might be the one that kills us.
Well, I was reading about this a bit recently, and they, the way that they search for asteroids that could collide with Earth is kind of interesting. They look for, like, faint points of light moving against a stationary background of stars.
Interesting.
So some of the asteroids that could still cause a lot of damage aren't very big. Relatively.
Right.
Like, there was one in 2013 that blew up over Siberia, and I think it was 20 meters across. And they were saying that, like, had that blown up over a major city, everybody would have been... But they didn't see it coming because it approached during the day.
Oh.
And it was too small and too far out before that. So, I mean, with the bigger ones, you'd get some notice. But with ones, like, 20 meters across, which is still massive, you don't really get any notice.
Yeah, like I just we have enough anxiety in the world. Can you imagine every time an asteroid was coming close that was like, well, this one might cause some problems. Everybody's like, oh God.
But they would have to say something if there was an opportunity to get up there and deflect it or to break it up.
I guess, is there though? Like, I know in Armageddon there is, but in real life, is there anything you can actually do?
I think they would figure it out pretty quickly
if
it was going to be the end of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to be with my loved ones when that was going to happen, you know, and like close up some loose ends in my life as opposed to just being blindsided by it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't those be a fun few days before?
I suppose so. Yeah. It would be crazy. I wonder what would happen. Like, everybody would just riot. Nobody would care. And then all of a sudden the asteroid
just veers off.
And everybody's like,
uh-oh.
Oh no.
I got a lot of debt now.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
It was announced yesterday that Bernard the Roughneck is running for the Freedom Party of Canada.
Oh yeah.
In Grand Prairie. Or sorry, the Freedom Party of Alberta.
Right, yeah.
In Grand Prairie. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of his campaign materials yet, but I can tell you that I'm going to be hella disappointed if he isn't visibly dirty in his photos or while making campaign appearances. Do you remember a few years ago when we first learned of Bernard the Roughneck?
Yeah.
He was speaking at the legislature at Edmonton, and it looked like he had come directly from capping a well. Like he was...
He had literal earth on his face.
He had earth on his face.
Like earth. He had earth all over his face.
He was still in his coveralls and his hard hat, and he had come straight from the oil fields.
Yeah.
They're like, are you sure? Do you want to take a shower before you speak on TV? He's like, there's no time. There is no time.
I'm a working man and I have earth on my face. There is no time.
You know, I think Bernard's a smart guy, though. Like, he's really well-spoken, and I think a lot of people really relate to the things that he says.
I was going to say, it's smart that he's running. It's genius. Yeah. Like, yeah, go for it, Bernard.
I just really want to see a sitting MLA with earth on their face. I'd be so if they.
That's the thing. Like,
they panned to him, and there he is. He's all dirty.
If he was an MLA and he was working, like, no suits for him. He needs to be wearing. He needs to look like a roughneck at all times.
He's a working man.
Yeah, he's a working man. All right, earth on and all. Earth on all his face.
That should be his message during the campaign. If elected, I'll do my best to make sure we all have earth on our faces.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So this list came out, and it's supposed to tell you the top 40 movies of the 90s. So they polled a bunch of really big movie buffs, and they said, "Who do you, like? What would you vote as the top movies?" And
how many?
It's top 40.
Top 40.
Now I was curious though, because you're pretty good with this type of thing. You're pretty in depth with your movie knowledge. So I was wondering if you could name, you think, any of the top 10.
Any of the top 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say Heavyweights, Mighty Ducks, D2, The Mighty Ducks, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Rookie of the Year, Dumb and Dumber, Dirty Work, Office Space, Happy Gilmore. How did I do? Is that the 10 right there? Is that the top 10?
Okay, you know what? Forget this list. That should be the top 10.
It's a great
10.
List, okay. Isn't it? Isn't that a great list?
You know what? That's the top 10.
Are any of those on the top 10?
Not in the top 10.
What about
no.
The Iron Giant?
The Iron Giant is not on the top 10.
What about 10? Little Rascals?
No, not Little Rascals. That might be down there, though. There are some kids' movies on the top 10.
Toy Story?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to guess maybe my real guess is Shawshank?
Yes.
Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
Fight Club?
Fight Club is down lower. It's not in the top 10, but it's on there.
Pulp Fiction?
No. Oh, yes, it is. Number 7. Sorry, excuse me.
Saving Private Ryan?
Yes, that's number 11, though.
Okay, so what am I missing from the top 10?
Pretty Woman is in at number 2.
Mm.
Jurassic Park? You mentioned Titanic, of course. Yeah. Home Alone is number 5. So that of your list, of course, is on
there. I was
going to
say, let's disregard this list. You don't even have Heavyweights in your top 10 movies of the 90s. What are you talking about?
I'm just pretty excited that The Lion King is in at number 10.
Lion King? Yeah, I missed that one.
Have you watched The Lion King yet?
No, I know how big it is.
You've never seen The Lion King?
I don't think so. And I wasn't a big Disney kid. And I can't become a Disney adult now.
Yes, you can. Actually, no, you can't.
You can't do that, can you?
It's like, okay. The last one was Forrest Gump in at number 9.
Forrest Gump, yeah.
Yeah.
I
thought that was a pretty accurate list.
The 90s were so good for movies.
Oh,
I don't think there's ever been a better decade for movies, and may never be again, just the way that the studios are going, the types of movies that they want to film.
Like, I agree.
Like, every year, there was just, like, some of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
Maybe that has to do with like where I was in my life, but...
I was thinking that as well. I was wondering if it was just because... But no, like you look at this list and there was movies to suit every age group, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were all really good. Just expect that now for the movies coming up, they will be all of these part two that don't already have one, right?
Right, so, sequels.
Yes, all the sequels.
Prequels.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, was Lord of the Rings on there? The Fellowship?
No.
Okay, well then.
Thank God.
This was a waste of time.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I have to issue a correction here because I... In my head, I thought The Fellowship of the Ring came out in 1999. It came out in 2001. Like, to make that kind of error...
I can't believe this.
Like, as a fan...
I almost made you stop the music. I was about to kill the song so that you could go back on the air and correct that, because that's a big deal, Beckler.
That is. I just lost a ton of credibility with
yes,
Lord of the Rings nerds. And
yeah.
And
with me, I don't even care, but I expect you to be right when you talk about Lord of the Rings, at least.
I'm going to go home and, like, whip myself gently, you know, like... So that... Don't
Please don't do it naked
again.
In the bathtub. There's been enough of that going on.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Shake off the winter rust by joining the Calgary Sport and Social Club. With a large variety of sport leagues and tournaments, including slow pitch and beach volleyball, you'll meet some new people and have a blast staying active. Registration for yourself, your small group, or full team is now open. And the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Register at CalgarySportsClub.com.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We got emails from two different friends of the show.
Not one, but two.
Brad and Amber, who both said, have you guys ever touched on rail cops? Because CP Rail, they have their own police force.
How stupid of us.
That basically, they patrol all the properties that CP owns and anything to do with the railway. And that's a big one that we missed.
I can't believe that. Like, how many types of cops have we... How many cops have we covered? And you think we're getting to the end, and then one this obvious comes up.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how many are still out there.
Holy hell.
Well, rail cops it is, then.
Rail cops! Rail cops!
Monitoring the railway, ready to save the day.
Rail cops!
Rail cops!
Tracking down criminals who air breaking the law.
Train cops!
Go to jail. Go rail.
Rail cops.
Rail cops.
Rail cops.
We've got reports of fence hoppers. Let's roll.
Did I hear you're doing rail, son? No, I'm riding the rail, sir.
That's right. Transport cops.
Transport cops.
You're out of your jurisdiction.
Caboose cops.
Choo-choo cops.
Oh.
Come on. Let's hear it.
The VNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Here's a headline for you.
Yeah.
Pursuit suspect breaks out in breakdancing just before arrest.
I saw that. He was getting chased at a high-speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of his car and just started laying it down.
Yeah, the cops had their guns drawn and said, put your hands up. And instead, he started breakdancing. Like full-out breakdancing. There's video, and you can hear the reporters reporting of the breaking news being like, the suspect has gotten out of his car, guns drawn. He appears to be doing some sort of breakdancing.
Was he on drugs? Or
I don't...
Was that just kind of his last-ditch effort? He's like, I got nothing left.
I mean,
I'm about to be caught here. I better lay it down. What do you guys think of this? What do you think?
He has a boombox with him, too. He brings it out of his car. Hold on.
Well, anybody got a slice of cardboard?
I was about to say, lays down the cardboard. Just all here. Let me show you something.
That's a tough lesson to learn in life. That you can't dance your way out of problems like that. Do you remember on Saturday Night Live when Ashley Simpson got caught lip-syncing? Like, the wrong like vocal track came in and she was really confused and she tried to like dance a jig. she tried to jig her way out of that situation. Like, it was very clear that she had been caught, that she wasn't going to be performing live that night.
However,
and she's like,
that's better than nothing. Like, that's better than standing there and looking guilty, you know, like if you just jig your way off stage.
I don't
like,
know if it is, Shauna. I really don't know.
Next time I get caught in a situation like that where I'm just like, I've been caught. I'm just going to dance my way out of there and see what happens.
Do the worm until you're away from the situation. situation, and hopefully people will be too distracted.
I'm going to worm my way out of here.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Try a new sport this spring and join a league or tournament. Register at calgarysportsclub.com. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.